July 25, the family altar. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Genesis 12:8. Abraham, the friend of God, set us a worthy example. His was a life of prayer and humble obedience, and he was as a light in the world. Wherever he pitched his tent, close beside it was set up his altar, calling for the morning and evening sacrifice of each member of his family. From Christian homes, a similar light should shine forth. Love should be revealed in action. It should flow out in all home intercourse, showing itself in thoughtful kindness, in gentle, unselfish courtesy. There are homes where these principles are carried out, homes where God is worshipped and truest love reigns. From these homes, morning and evening prayer comes up before God as a sweet incense, and His mercies and blessings descend upon the suppliants like the morning dew. We must have more religion. We need the strength and grace that are born of earnest prayer. This means of grace should be diligently used in order to gain spiritual muscle. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but brings us up to Him. It makes us realize more and more our great needs, and hence our obligation to God and our dependence upon Him. It leads us to feel our own nothingness and the weakness of our judgment. God has made earnest prayer the condition of the bestowal of His richest blessings. This is a daily matter. Each morning, consecrate yourself and your family to God for that day. Make no calculation for months or years, for they are not yours. One brief day is given you, and that one day work for yourself and your family as though it were your last. Surrender all your plans to God to be carried out or given up as His providence shall indicate. In this manner, you may day by day be giving your life with its plans and purposes into the hands of God, accepting His plans instead of your own, no matter how much they may interfere with your arrangements or how many pleasant projects may have to be abandoned. Thus, the life will be molded more and more after the divine model, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.